even get the page up. I don't even have the page up. I'm a rookie at this right now. All right, I think we're live.
Yes, we are.
Yes, sir.
Yes, we are.
Live we are.
There we go. All right, you want to introduce yourself?
What's going on, guys?
Go first.
It's Ryan from RPS Dent Repair out of Baltimore, Maryland. What's going on?
Dave, Chicago, Windy City Dent Repair.
And Chris, Dentless Touch, Washington, D.C. area. All right, so let's go over the tools, you know, like we do in the beginning. Got 9 people watching so far. Let's go over some of the tools before, well, 7 o'clock now, but let's just go over the tools. I'm going to try to go first because I think someone got my tool.
What do you got?
So I got Mobiltech RX. Hey, you know what? I use it every day. I'm trying to get creative here, you know? So I'm hopefully everyone that's watching has this software because it's worth, I think it's like $35-$40 a month, plus like $30 more
comparative pricing.
That's what it's called, comparative pricing.
Yeah.
I bought it so long ago, I don't even know. But anyway, so all your clients in alphabetical order. It divides it into retail, wholesale, keeps all your books. You can actually track who pays and who doesn't pay. I use it. It actually goes with QuickBooks, syncs with QuickBooks. So that's what I use for payment. Other than that, the estimatings for hail. It's great. I like the new feature now for retail that you can actually build your own retail price guide. So now we have our custom retail price guide so that everybody stays uniform. Other than that, it's a great software. I mean, I remember I used to write down with pen and pad, and some of the stuff would get lost. I mean, not all the time, but it was just – I still have boxes of paperwork.
Old invoices.
Yeah, old invoices and stuff like that. And I would literally stack them who paid and who didn't pay, or just write paid if they paid. It's just crazy. So if you guys don't have this software, it's Mobiltech RX. So hopefully you guys can see that. And it's good for hail too now. So DoorDinger, wholesaler, and hail,
across the board.
Let me show you something real quick, actually.
And their customer service is great. I was having some issues with QuickBooks with it bringing them over, and they were fast. I mean, they're really on it. You were the one, Chris, that really pushed me to it.
Yeah. So, just quick thing. So it's hail. You got hail, PDR. You have R&I parts, wheels, the parts system update. So if you need a door panel, I think it pulls the pricing of the actual not door panel, but like maybe belt molding or whatever. And your local dealerships also, it pulls the prices from them. So that's pretty good. And if you do like a little bit of touch up and paint, wheels, R&Is. You can actually see this is a Colorado. You can actually see the hood is aluminum. So hopefully you guys can see that. It actually shows you what's aluminum. Not most of the time it'll have pictures down the side. You can actually see the inside of the door, how it looks before you take that door panel off. And the one thing that I think was brilliant was the fact that if Dave has it, he works for me. I just simply has to go inside the admin portal and just put, you know, what is it that the I'm going to brain fart here, but that he's a contractor, and boom, he gets my invoice, my name on the top of my invoice, and it breaks down his percentage, whatever it is, whoever, if you set up a percentage. My guys, they have their percentages in there, so they can quickly see how much they're going to get paid this week, or this month, or how much they made themselves. So it's a great software.
Go ahead, Dave. I'll go last.
So today, I randomly bought this tool. It's an Ultra tool, 5611. It's just a standard single bend with a blade tip. It's super stout and it can fit through 3/8 holes. So like small taillight holes and stuff like that. It's a very, very stout tool with a nice 90-degree bend at the end. I randomly bought it and I find myself using it pretty often. Like I said, it's super stout, not a lot of bend, not a lot of give in the shaft. I think it's 22 inches long. It's perfect. It's really nice because it's not like a half inch diameter like a lot of the rods. And it can kind of snake into some of the places that you need it to go. Kind of shaved at the end almost as well.
I actually like that 90-degree bend.
It's really, really nice. You know, I don't really use it for doors or anything like that, but I think you could. I use it a lot of times going through a taillight, and then I need that kick at the end.
When they're down and around.
Yeah, when you need to go down and around or something like that, or maybe even at a door in the corner. Or even sometimes if I have to go under a brace, get it in there and go under a brace and kind of twist. Yeah, I'm kind of glad that I bought this. I don't know why I bought it. I don't know why I added it to the cart that one day, but I did, and I'm super glad that I did. I may actually pick up an even longer one. Like I said, this is 22 inches, if I recall. I just measured it. It was 22 inches. It's Ultra Dent Tools, and the number is 5611. So, yeah, I found myself using it the other day, and I was like, you know, I'm going to bring it on the show because it's a tool that kind of just sits there, but I'm kind of glad that I did buy this one, you know, when I need it. So, yeah, that's my tool.
Good pick. You're going to have to tell me that part number tomorrow so I can order it. Order my first Ultra tool.
How much did it cost, Dave?
I don't remember. I don't know. I'll look it up real quick. Go ahead, Ryan.
All right. So I've got a Drew's tool here. It's one of his picks. Yeah, this thing is a beast. It's got a little ratcheting handle. It's the silver carbon fiber handle. I'll tell you, I use this a lot in the taillight opening. Perfect length. I mean, this thing, there's no bending it. No bending it. The little ratcheting handle works really well. I also use it on aluminum hoods. There's no flex. A lot of times I use those Turkus, the PDR Finesse rods. They got a little bit of flex. This thing is very stout.
So you can use that as like a straight on, straight leverage.
Right through, like a edgy hanger.
And yeah,
you know,
and then but you can also ratchet it for other applications.
Yep, indirect, you know, pushing.
Oh, okay.
Got a couple different options. It's kind of a sharp little bullet tip on there.
Cool, I like that.
When I bought it, I didn't use it as much as I thought I would. But lately, it's been my go-to. It's in my door explorer backpack. Pretty good. I mean,
Is it exposed at the top?
No, it's at this like a bolt in the end. I think it's all inside the shaft.
Nice.
So, stainless. I mean, it's a nice little tool. He makes two of these. This is the long one, and he makes a shorter one that I don't have. So, Drew's tools are a little pricey, but I haven't really had anything that's given, you know, broken or damaged. So, it's pretty good stuff. I do have a couple things here today, a couple little things that I keep in my truck that work really well. I don't know if we talked about these before. These markers are awesome for hail. I buy them from Dentcraft. They wipe off really easy. Even if they stay on the car for a long time, they wipe off. I just glass clean them or alcohol, it wipes right off. So it's a Posca marker. What is it? PC8K is what this one is. So it's an awesome, awesome marker to use. And I've got something different on here. It's not really a dent tool, but I use them in my truck all the time. Certainly for retail, if I go to somebody's house. You know, you're working on a fender liner and it's always full of tire shine and your hands are gross and you're trying to wipe them up in your car so you can, you know, shake the guy's hand or take his credit card.
Yep.
The bomb here. They're citrus wipes. I found them from a glass guy, and he would always get like urethane on his hands. So he started using these. So I, you know, I would use it periodically when I would see him on a lot. And I was like, man, what are these? They're made from Crest. You can get them at any windshield, you know, distributor. You can find them on Amazon. Absolutely awesome. I mean, they take tire shine grease off. I've even used them on a headliner. I got a nasty smudge on a headliner and took it, and it's kind of a, let's see if I can open it up. It's kind of like a meshy, like a marbly color. It's got a little aggression to it, and it took the scratch right out because it's citrus based, and it's all natural. So it's a great little, it's called the Jabo from Crest. Keep them in your truck. I keep them in year round. They never freeze. It doesn't dry out. Just keep it in the tube. It's got a little pop top. They're great. So get yourself some Jabo.
Now, do either of you have the like a tire cover when you're working on a fender or something like that?
I use a blanket.
I do have one.
I keep meaning to pick one up. And
I think the blanket is
better.
I used
to carry the tire thing, and it's got that metal wire, and then they get bent up, and it's kind of weird, and it's a pain in the butt in your truck. I just keep a black, cheap, like Target fleece blanket.
Mm-hmm.
It works awesome.
Keep it moving.
Yeah, yep. I had a truck in the shop, and I had one of those covers with the wire in it, and it just wouldn't even fit over the tire. So the blanket, a nice like a beach towel, like a black beach towel, big giant blanket. That's what I'm trying to remind myself to order one, but keep forgetting.
Well, thanks for joining us, guys. You know,
yeah, definitely.
People in here.
And don't forget to hit that thumbs up button, too, while you're in here. It
definitely helps us out. Looks like we've got quite a few questions right off the go, so if you want to go ahead, Chris.
Let's see here. Opinion on the snap-on quick puller.
Junk.
From yeah. I think they're not worth anything, honestly.
I think it's overpriced for a plastic tool. I demoed one for about a week when they first came out. And it's for me, I'm biased because I've always had the Dent Gear regular mini lifter, and then I went to the Robo lifter. And they both have their place. I seem lately to go towards the Robo Lifter more than the other one. I kind of just keep my edge jack hooked to the other one. Don't even take it apart. It's almost like one thing. And then I use a Robo Lifter for everything else.
Mm-hmm.
That would be your best bet. Our Dent Craft sells the same. Everybody has almost that same gray and black mini lifter.
Yeah.
I think it's all the same manufacturer. So
The
Snap-on one, this was super cheap. I mean, this was plasticky. This didn't feel, if you took both of them right next to each other, you could really tell, hey, the quality in it. And it comes with some tabs that are like old school Worth tabs. It just, they don't work. I mean, they just don't work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't speak on it. I've never used it. I've always done just regular, either like a regular standard mini lifter, Kiko. And then I got the Robo lifter. Now I bet the Kiko Robo lifter. That's all I use now daily. And the same thing, I have my edge jack for the other one. And it's really kind of it.
What is the best setup for glue pulls? And do you guys do much work for dealerships? Best setup that I'm running is a James Lee Eliminant glue gun, the Robo lifter, the green regular glue. Mini lifter, green glue.
Green glue.
All I'm using still.
Yeah.
I did try the root beer that I got from MTE.
How'd you like it?
It's brittle, but it pulls hard. So it's almost like when you put it on and you pull the tab and the tab comes off and the glue stays on there, you have to get right on it because it's brittle. You know, it kind of sticks on that panel kind of hard and breaks apart. I ended up breaking it apart. It was Saturday and I ended up using a torch to get it hot, and then it peeled right off. So it may change when the weather really changes to regular, some warm
spring.
So
yeah, spring. Real spring.
But that's it. I mean, a regular old slide hammer. I have the Pull Dog slide hammer, and I probably have used it 5 times. You know, that's like the Cadillac of slide hammers. So
yeah,
I just don't use it that much.
Yeah, Eliminate glue gun, green glue, and a robo lifter. And
Yep.
gangrene tabs. That's what I'm
Gangrene
using.
tabs, yeah.
Gangrene tabs. That's my glue setup.
I actually like the root beer tabs.
I like those too, actually. You did
They
said tell me to
pull
get
hard,
those.
yeah.
And they do have their place sometimes when I can't get those green gangrene tabs to pull. I'm going to the root beer next.
I'm
Yeah,
really
that's
enjoying the square
exactly.
tabs, the square
I
gangrene
still
tabs. I really
haven't
enjoy
used
them.
them yet,
Oh my
but
gosh, man, they pull so hard.
now are you using them in regular panels too?
It really
Like on
depends on the
regular?
situation. I mean, I
Okay.
used it on a rail on Saturday, and man, I mean, they pull. I don't know if it's because the glue kind of grabs around the four edges. I don't know if that makes a difference, but man, those things are awesome. They are awesome.
I gotta get some of those. Where'd you get those at?
I got them in
Is that
MP,
a...
but it's from Black Plague.
Oh, so
Black
Black
Plague
Plague.
PDR.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. So do
Gene
you
Dish
guys
from what?
do?
Good.
Go ahead. No, go
Yeah.
ahead.
I do two dealers. I don't do much dealer work. Most of my stuff's body shop and retail.
Yeah, I have
I
like
think
nine dealerships.
Dave does a couple,
Actually, we have more than nine. Oh man. Anyway,
looks like
Dave,
Gene
you
Dish
just
and
picked up one, right?
he looks like he's gone.
Is Dave? I think he's disconnected.
Yeah.
Okay, he'll come back on.
Dave's taking a nap. It's okay.
He's got this stuck at the same screen. It looks so
I
funny. There he is.
don't know what's going on here.
So, Dave, you just picked up a wholesale account. He was talking about, do you do much dealerships? That was the question.
So typically no, mostly retail, mostly body shop. But as of recently, I will be picking up a little bit more wholesale. I have a tech in training right now, and I'm kind of prepping for when he is ready. And I'm going to stick him in some of these accounts that I'm going to pick up throughout this year. And it was a contact through Instagram.
Oh, nice.
So people aren't using that, to kind of
Leverage. No.
leverage or get clients or anything like that. It was a wholesaler who did contact me through Instagram and said, "Who can I talk to?" Gave him the info, and so I'm gonna go meet with him tomorrow, finalize the details, kind of walk the inventory, see what they have going on, and that'll be that,
Congrats.
Kind of easy, I don't have to go poking around or anything like that. They kind of came to us, and it's nice. It's nice. Nice and easy, nice and easy. The whole pounding the pavement thing, I'm not really all for it. Let people come to
All
me, right.
I enjoy cold calling.
Yeah.
Cold calling is, I mean, in the beginning, cold calling is terrible because you're getting kicked in your teeth for 8 hours a day and
It's
your self-esteem is
nerve-wracking.
down.
It's
But
yeah.
I'll tell you, for me now, I would love to go cold calling for a little
When
while,
the
but
skill level, I think when the skill level is there and you're confident in your repairs, it's a lot
exactly.
easier to go in and cold call.
Yeah,
If you're a newer
exactly.
technician and you don't really know who's in that account, you're, oh, maybe I can get it, maybe I can't, maybe the guy in there is better than me.
Yep.
I can it can get nerve-wracking. You can
Oh,
you
yeah.
don't know who to talk to, you don't know who to ask for. And so I could see, it's definitely a challenge in the beginning
It's
trying to.
that first 3 minutes of that conversation that's going to make or break that deal. The first 3 minutes.
And the person you're talking to is trying to end that conversation in two.
Yes.
But
Yes.
yeah, typically I don't do that much wholesale. I kind of preached before that I like to stay away from it and focus on retail. But as any business, circumstances change and things change. And now we're about to grow a little bit more. So with that, needs to come a little bit more work for someone who isn't as experienced as I am, who can't do Porsche quarter panels or smash Rolls-Royce fenders. They're not going to be able to do that. They need experience touching different metals, seeing different damage, and being able to spend the time on it, and not really having to worry about the money, but worrying about the skill. And that's what's key, especially in the beginning. So picking up some of these smaller accounts with $5,000 cars, maybe $10,000 cars, is going to be good for a newer technician, you know, and they don't have to be perfect. These smaller accounts, these smaller quote unquote rock lots, as we've said before, they want them sellable.
Make them better.
Right. And my technician knows that, but they also know that they're going to strive for 100% on every car that they touch there until, you know, I know that they're at a retail level. And then these rock lots are going to have a sellable quality from us over time. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to strive to give you 100% in the beginning. Only because this technician's new and I want him to strive for 100% every single time. You know, and that's what we kind of promise to our customers. So he's going to deliver that in the beginning. To the best of his ability.
Well, you got you to back him up when he gets
stuck. I'm going to be there looking right over him. You know, I'm going to be there pushing right next to him, cleaning up the cars as well. But I'm going to be cleaning up four or five cars as he's still cleaning up one, you know. And then I'm going to have to sit there for an hour and sit there and watch him as he's pushing. I'm going to have to sit and watch him too. So it's going to be fun. We're going to both go in tomorrow. We're going to finalize the details with the owner. And, you know, I think it's going to be a good relationship going forward. And he sounds pretty excited. We're excited to go ahead and start servicing him. And I'm just glad that, you know, we found him through Instagram. You know, I'm kind of glad that he contacted us through Instagram, said he's seen our work. He says he's also heard our name through a couple of other dealerships in the area. So he said, you know, he's only heard good things. So
that's good.
Definitely.
All right. So what are some of the questions that we have here? There was something about a route. Best setup for glue pool. Experience. I don't think there's anything. Right?
What route glue pool kit would you purchase? It's pretty much the same thing we just went over. The RoboLifter slide hammer.
You're gonna have to piece it together.
It's the same thing. I wouldn't say there's a kit out there that you can really just buy.
Yeah, Black Plague?
Black Plague
pretty
PDR
much about green.
Or even Eliminent sells it too.
Oh, okay. Eliminent.com. So you can get your glue gun, get your light. You know, you need a mini lifter, you need a slide hammer, and the two tabs that I recommend is the Black Plague. I like the gray sometimes. It has that flex to it.
I don't even carry them.
Yeah, they do good. And then the green. And then I would try to get some Anson root beer tabs. Those things. Today I had a Porsche, and the green wouldn't pull. And those Hanson little small oval tabs was pulling like crazy on this car.
They broke on me when I first got them.
They break. I mean, it's plastic, so, and you keep pulling on them. They're a lot more, I guess, brittle than the green tabs, I think. But I've broken green tabs, all kinds of tabs. There's a white tab. Hopefully, I got it in my pocket. Probably don't. Probably took it out. Been in my pocket for like 4 days. Yeah, took it or left it down. It's the old Earth tab. There's white. I think only Dentcraft sells them now. Yep. But those tabs are very good for hail. It's kind of oval, and it gets right into the center of the dent, and even if you pull, it's kind of the stem can move, so if you don't have a straight up and down pull, it's okay. You can kind of, it's not going to kind of deform the dent. So
that's
when I use
with like the hex hole in the top, looks like a little hex.
Yes. It has a little hole in the top. That tab right there, it doesn't pull anything crazy, but when you have like a light hail car, like that's the tab will make you faster because you don't need them green tabs to pull hard like that. So that's definitely, grab a bunch of those. I think they're like $2 a tab. So, you know, grab like 10 of them, whatever. If you do a little bit of hail or small little. Dording still has that pit 9 times out of 10. So you might not be able to use it for that. Jeans. So I did my first day in Toronto. With a basketball to the roof. Wow. Dylan did not want to pay for the R&I, so I had to glue pull. Came out okay. Yeah, that had to be brutal. those Kias do not. The metal is just so thin on those cars.
I'll take it over a Subaru any day, though.
I don't know. I'd pick your poison if you ask me. Subaru paint wouldn't hold up the glue pulling, so I guess I would take this Kia. I did 100 Kia Hail cars last year, and I think about 40 of them were Sorentos. And I don't know why. I think those are just in a dealer lot. Those are the ones that got hit the worst. And of course, I don't like being on a ladder. So, but that's what they handed us.
I love ladders. So it looks like Rick asks, he says, do you guys use your super tabs as much as I use mine often? Use mine often? Yeah. Super tab, the big Kiko super tabs with the bolt in the center. I don't even own any. I'm a cold glue guy. We're back to the cold glue.
I
have a big tab.
No, I use the super tabs on bigger damage when needed. I wouldn't say I use them often, but when it's big enough damage and they fit just right, I'm definitely using them. I don't have the ice ones. I have the regular Kiko super tabs. I bought the pack, like a 5-pack or 6-pack or something. So,
Chris, we'll get some tomorrow.
Yeah, you're right. That'd be good. The green glue. He says the brand green glue. Okay.
It's Anson and Cactus Green.
Yeah, I put the link up there for the green glue guys.
Yeah, okay. At least in my area, which is Maryland, D.C. area, green is way better than tab weld. I actually had a gentleman that was going through a bunch of glues, Christian, and I said, man, I use the green. I don't know what you're talking about. So he actually texted me at like 9 o'clock last night. It was like, yo, that green pulls hard. It's like, you've been missing out.
I think I turned you onto the green, didn't I?
Yeah, I had the green, and then I went off of it, and I couldn't remember. And then I was frustrated. I was getting the red, the orange, the tab weld, and it just never pulled. I don't think it was green. As soon as I put that green on,
I buy it from Limited Black Friday and just buy a ton of it. I think I still got like 20 things over there.
I don't know what they got going on with that green glue. And I had a hell guy. He'd been doing it for 25 years, and he was buys the red glue.
Yeah, yeah. Denout red is good.
Pretty good. Not as good as green, but
I think it depends on the temperature. When I've had it to where it's 100 degrees and humidity, the red doesn't work.
Yeah.
The red does work. So it's all temperature based on all of it.
Well, the humidity in Florida, it will be different. So I think right around probably your 80, 85 degree days, you're probably want to go switch off to try the orange. I think it's called orange fire. It's either the red or the orange fire. That's the green pretty much in those warmer climates. Because green doesn't work well when it's like 90 degrees outside, car's been outside. I literally am pouring water over top of it to get it to set, and it doesn't really do much.
You know, it's done really well with the high humidity, a torch. Going on the panel with a torch, trying to burn off the moisture off of that panel and then glue pulling it. You know, you're not going to make it super hot to where the glue doesn't get hard, but you're actually burning the moisture off of the panel. It seems to work pretty well. So,
The hell guy, what he did was he sprayed some alcohol and kind of just lit it on fire. I know, right?
That does not seem safe. I know. We do not advise that in any way, shape, or form. You did not hear that.
Advising it, but I walked in on it. And I'm not going to lie. This guy was literally going through panels quick. I mean, he was the fastest hell guy I've ever had.
We're gonna go to MT, and the guys are like,
and he sprays the ball on it. He just car down. Well, don't try, because I don't do it. But I'm just letting you know, I have seen that happen. And then I was kind of shocked.
Gonna have to get a waiver. We'll mail it out to you on Monday.
Yeah, man. I'm actually going to try it on one of these little panels I got sitting at the shop.
Film it for us.
I'll film it. I'll film it. It'll be on my YouTube video, YouTube show. Yeah, you're right, Jenkins. I'm going to try it on the practice car. So let's talk about – go ahead.
When you started doing bigger damage, what was the percent on success compared to today?
Oh, where was that? Did I miss that?
Yeah, you missed it.
But when I started doing bigger damage, the biggest thing for me when I started doing bigger damage, or at least attempting to, was my Illimident light. The Illimident light for me was I was able to see more. I was on a fluorescent light before that, or just a plastic board. The Illimident light allowed me to see the panel and the metal movement a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a huge thing for me. And really step my game up. And that's just kind of what helped me. After that, it was just constantly practicing bigger damage. To me, fenders are the easiest type of bigger damage you can attempt to do because you have so much access. So if you're
the high strength steel, man, those fenders are terrible.
Yeah. But I mean, but to at least start attempting to do them.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah,
fenders is kind of where you get the confidence. That's where I built up my confidence. It was doing big fender smashes. Yeah, I'll try it. And then you take the same principles from the fender and you move it onto a door, you move it onto a quarter panel, you move it onto a roof, and that it's just building that confidence. Fenders were huge for me.
Technology has definitely helped. I mean, we could even go back. I think we talked about this on the first or second show we did. With how far technology's come from the old school purple and baby blue Worth tabs. That's all we had, the glue pull. You know, when I first learned, that's all we had.
I still got them.
And you glue pulled everything with the same tab. You know,
I used to cut them. I used to snip them and cut them.
Yeah.
Get a different size.
So technology's definitely helped.
In
the big damage, cold glue. The big super tabs, you know, different rubber tips. They never had all this stuff. I use the black chair tips on everything we could, you know,
this put sits it in on. My pocket every day. It was the black regular Dentcraft knockdown with the cherry R4 tip right on top.
I hate that tip. I mean, I don't hate it. It's just I don't use it that often.
I got six of them, and I use them all every day because every I have different need stuff.
Every day.
No. Yeah, I'm not. I'm trying because I know you guys use them, but they just haven't been on. Now with hail, certain dents, I like it, but I like my Ultra Dent Tools little push on caps. I love those. Compared to those. any other? How much? Who's willing to train, and how much will it cost?
$1 million.
I was getting ready to do it too. No, our website will be up and pricing will be up there too. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully we'll release it on a Monday so you guys can check it out. We're putting together a nice system for training, something different than everything else. So check it out when we release it. Any other
questions?
And
we should have some pretty good news for next week. Chris and I are actually going to meet with Kiko at the Keystone facility in Linthicum, Maryland tomorrow. So should be a pretty eventful day. They've got some pretty cool new stuff coming out, more towards the collision side, but it still has the same basics as the regular paintless dent repair tools. So we'll definitely fill you in on that for next week. And let you know, you know, what's coming down the pike.
Yeah, some new things. But let's talk about this wholesale. Now, I know I have definitely, I think it has its place. I don't do much of it, but currently we probably consistently do over 20. I think I was trying to do a count over 20 different wholesale units, wholesale dealerships. And mainly the guys that are that are kind of newer, one-year techs is who we send out to the wholesale accounts. So, Dave, you just got it. Your one today is going to be tomorrow. So you got that through Instagram. Normally, how do you actually gain an account? Like, with your experience, not knock door knocking, like, what is there something else that allows you to actually get into that door? Like, Ryan, how did you get into that Honda dealership?
The Honda was I grinded that one out. I stopped in there every week because I wanted it. I don't know why I wanted it, but I wanted it every week. Just stopped in, didn't care. But the other way, I pick up quite a few accounts. Seems like all the time, every week I turn around, I'm like, oh, I picked up this account. It's word of mouth, reputation and word of mouth. You know, the quality and the customer service is what really pushes you over the edge.
Right. So one of my largest dealerships was, we actually lucked up, actually another dent guy couldn't service it and he recommended us. I haven't done much work with him, but he recommended us and actually, they were thinking about actually hiring another company, and he persuaded them not to and stay with a more local company. And we've been going 2.5 years strong at that. They have a seven dealerships that we do. So that was a pretty big account for us that we got through another dang guy that couldn't really do the job, and he recommended us. So the phone call was pretty surprising, actually. Now, 3 or 4 years prior to that, we were in there doing their body shop. So when they switched to a bigger corporation, they kind of came in, kind of kicked us out. So I only knew really the body shop manager. I didn't really know anybody else. I never did their used cars. And my name was being kind of passed around more and more, and it got around to the body shop. And he's like, I know the guy. Let me, they would call me the kid. I know the kid, you know, so I was young at that time, and they would, they said, let me give him a ring. So of course I jump in, you know, the sense of urgency. I always say, you know, that's one kind of trait that I have. So, hey, I'll be there within 2 hours. Boom. Went over there and he said, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And kind of was like, all right, well, let's talk tomorrow. And there you go. You've been there for 2.5 years now.
The body shop is an easy in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get in with the body shops, a lot of time it opens that door to get you into the dealer if you really want it. I mean, I had a Nissan account that I fell into that I've been doing Bob Bell for years. And he was like, hey, feel like doing our Nissan cars? And in my head, I'm like, no. But, you know, I've been doing it for a year now. So just you fall into it. Your work is your answer.
I picked up my nicest Highline dealership through Facebook.
This dude on social media.
I don't think I picked up any dealership during social media. I have a couple people who ask, and then I go there, and I'm like, whoa.
You
need
a body, man. You guys are the old heads, okay? I mean, that's it.
You must be in them DMs.
I was friends. A lot of car guys will just friend you on Facebook, stuff like that. I typically accept all of them. One guy, he's a salesman at this Highline dealership. And that was it. We were just friends on Facebook. Nothing came of it. He posts his pictures. I do my thing. And one day he posted on Facebook, hey, we need does anyone know a dent guy? I actually knew the technician who did the work at that account. He was not servicing them correctly how they wanted to be serviced. So I called up he put his phone number on there. I called him up. I said, hey, what's going on with this technician? He said, well, he doesn't want to come here. I said, okay. I called the technician. I let him kind of know what was up. He said he was going to handle it. I waited about 10 minutes. I called the salesman back. I said, hey, have you heard from him? He said, no. I said, okay, I'll be there in about 15, 20 minutes. And I think I was already at home at the time. I think I'd already gotten home from the day. And I decided to get in the car because I didn't really want the account, but I knew it was probably going to be better off for me down the road. So I got back in my car. I drove about 25 minutes to this account. Simple, easy dent. two dents on a body line on a Range Rover Evoque, rear door, lower body line. I did both dents in about 45 minutes, and I gave it to them for free. And they said, well, when can you come next? I said, I'll be here every Friday. Ever since then, I've showed up every single Friday since. And no issues. Yeah. I don't know if anyone's come behind me at the account or not. But, you know, and that's how I picked it up, Facebook. Yeah. And now this other one for tomorrow, Instagram.
All right. Yeah.
So straight lines asking every time I stop in a dealer, they have a PDR dent guy. Do you guys run into that, and how do you deal with it? Everybody's got a guy. They all.
Yeah.
You know, my thing is, give me a call if there's something he can't handle.
You know,
if there's
something.
If you can't handle it, like, give me a shot. I'll do it. I'll at least do my first repair for free.
You know, and I'll give a little plug to them, but PDR College Podcast. They actually had a used car manager on one of their episodes. So if you guys do listen to that, I do listen to it pretty much every other week or something like that. I'll try to catch up. They did have a used car manager on there, and you will not believe how often dent guys are not going in trying to secure your car. So they may have a guy already, but they haven't had someone new try to come in within, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years.
And you get content. You get lazy and content.
And they get content. Yeah. The technician does, yeah.
Yeah.
But so does the dealership themselves. They don't want to try to find a new guy. They don't want to, I don't know, you know, I'm comfortable with my guy already. We already know his pricing. His name's Bill. I know his two kids. But there's no reason why you can't go in there and try to change or alter that in any way, shape, or form. So I think pounding the pavement, and if you really, really want the account, you can definitely get it by showing up. Here's my card, Ryan. You talked about it before. Here's my other card. No, you don't have this business card. It's the same one. No, you don't have this one. Look around their office. If you see anything in their office, you're talking to the used car manager, the GM, if there's anything on the desk, anything you can maybe relate to, a sports memorabilia on the wall, anything. The conversation going to where, you know, you can be a little more personable rather than, hi, I'm Joe Schmo. This is what I do. Do you want to use me or no? Yeah. You know.
And the other thing I do, I'll walk the lot. So if I go in there 1 week and they're like, no, I got a guy, I'll literally walk that lot and see if there's something out there smashed. And then I'll go in and I'll say, hey, you know, hey, I'm Ryan from RPS. Here's my card. And he's like, oh, you know, we got a guy. I said, there's a blue Honda out there with a smashed fender. Why don't you give me a shot? And he'll be like, oh, well, my guy says it can't be fixed. Okay.
Yep.
Give me the keys. Give me a shot. I'll fix it for free. You know, it's all in how you want to, if you want the account.
when I go in, when I talk, I have this kind of this, maybe not necessarily like a paragraph that I talk about. And I kind of look at their body language and see which one gets their attention. It could be coming on time. It could be the quality of work. It could be the price. So I'm kind of baiting them to see which one actually gains their attention, their body language. And then that's when I know, let's talk about that, where I can benefit there. Actually, surprisingly, one of the dealerships was talking about, you know, quality. You don't get that a lot with wholesale accounts. But they was talking about quality and he was worried about, you know, me bringing in other guys. I explained to him the training process before they can touch the car, how I actually go over them, how I scan the lot every week so I can make sure that they are doing the work correctly. And he, you know, he had a little more confidence in us. But I think that's it. Just read their body language too. Especially how you're talking to them. There's something that they they always say, boom, I got a dent guy, and then you're like, okay, well, you wouldn't be talking to me. Now if they're sitting in a desk and they're just head down, got a dent guy, then they're probably not gonna worry about you. But they say, oh, what's your name, and they start talking to you, it's because they're looking to see how well you're dressed, what are you bringing to the table. How much, sometimes I even talk about sales. I even talk about, like, I talk their lingo and they kind of go, wow. Like, you go in there and say, hey, listen, you know, you guys are getting cars out, you know, again, and you can do You can talk about their struggles and their problems and how you're going to help out their struggles. I tell my team, you know, all the time, a car comes off the trailer, you let me know, my guys will come and look at it. You shouldn't be looking at cars. You're a manager. You should be selling cars. That's a job by itself. Looking at cars is our job. I can mark if the bumper is painted for you. That doesn't take me 2 seconds. I mean, that right there, he can open his eyes and go, great. And you'll be here once a week. Yep. I understand his business. So if I can make his job easier, he's going to love me. And guess what? He's going to take me to the next dealership he goes. I make his job easier and he can focus on sales. And that's his job. Let me focus on recon. So that's one avenue.
For my Honda, the Honda account, I mark all my Mobile Tech RX. If the bumper needs to be painted, if there's a deep, if it needs a touch up, if the wheel's damaged, I'll mark it right on there. And I started it probably 5 or 6 months ago. And he's like, just today I was there. And he's like, when did you start doing this? I'm like, you didn't even notice? But he did. You know, he's just giving me a hard time because I'm going the extra mile.
Yeah. And then when another guy comes in there, they're not even thinking to go that extra step. And that's where the software comes into play, because literally you just say, bumper needs to be painted. You're literally just tapping on the phone and you're done. It doesn't take you any more time. 2 seconds, even if it's 30 seconds per car, you already got to scan the VIN. You're like, I'm a mark, and you're walking to the next car. So, and when it comes in there, even if they're more expensive, they may say, cheaper, they may say, you know, but you ain't gonna mark the car. You're gonna, exactly. We got to show you the work. Can I join in your conversation? Why don't you comment on what people are saying? We are trying to comment, Joe. Do you have a question for us? You have the floor.
Said, why do we all wear caps? So in the summer, spring, summer, I actually do my hair pretty much every day. But exactly. In Chicago, it's cold. It's about 30 degrees. Pretty much all winter long, I'm either wearing just a regular hat that covers the ears, or I'm wearing a Windy City hat. It's also just a nice little, it shows the logo, shows a little more branding.
Again, branding. There you go.
Shows a little more branding. I used to just wear like a Cubs hat. So I used to just wear like a baseball cap with no branding. And then the response I was getting, even just from wearing a simple baseball hat, was completely different from when then I started actually using a branded logoed hat. So yeah, in the winter, I'm typically wearing a baseball hat, something like that. And then in the summer, look a little more presentable. Hair's getting done, you know, shirts are going to be sometimes ironed, stuff like that. Just because it's nice out.
All right. So one guy says,
go for it.
One guy says, have you ever fixed a fridge?
I have.
Guy brought me a door. It was perfect. So, how about Dave?
I did get a call for an Electrolux dryer. So I'm going to go look at it on Wednesday. I don't know what I'm walking into, but it's close to my shop, so it's not that big a deal. But I'll keep you guys posted. I'll take some pics.
You know, we get calls for it. You know, we get calls for the fridges and the dryers and the washers and the appliances. I've just been steering away from it. To me, I find it to be more of a time waster than actual.
It is.
What we're actually trained to do is fix dents on motor vehicles. I know guys who do repair appliances, stuff like that, with success. But it's always that hit or miss, and I'd rather guarantee a retail customer with a vehicle than let me go see if I can try to fix it and make it look better for you. It doesn't.
Yeah, I always ask for pictures. If it's shallow by the edge, I tend to be able to get to them. So let's see here. Mobile printer. Ryan, you have a pretty good mobile printer. You want to speak on that?
Epson Workforce 100.
Yep. Ryan turned me out to that one.
I have not had a problem with it. I print a lot of my invoices out at the shop, or I email a lot of them. But the dealer stuff, and some people wanted printed one. But you probably this year I probably went to two sets of ink and one maintenance box. And what the maintenance box is kind of the extra ink that comes off and runs into this little box on the bottom. But it works really well. It charges right off a USB. Ink's cheap.
Connects right to your, I
So
mean, I use them on an iPad, but if you're only using your phone for MobileTechRX, it
yeah.
connects right to it. So it's Bluetooth enabled, Wi-Fi enabled, your phone or your iPad connects right to it. You print right from the device, and it's super nice and simple. You can email the invoices too from MobileTechRX, but then there's those customers or those dealerships that want an actual printed invoice, or you
They're
can print out
small.
your or your yeah, and you can print out your estimates, that Workforce printer. I'll go ahead and I'll look it up real quick and put a link in the comments here.
It's like
But
$120.
yeah, Ryan turned me out to that printer and I've had no problems ever since.
Looking it up
Yes,
too.
talking about
I
the
got it.
dent dial slot
Okay.
bar 525 crazy. I said the same thing about the dent dial stuff, that it was expensive.
Dollar printer.
I bought a 22 heavy at MTE, and it is first time I used it, it paid for itself. So that's how I look at tools. As long as I feel like it's paying for itself, I don't have a problem spending the money. So
I will say that my first impressions was right. It is, to me, it is a little bit I have the 22 heavy. Exactly how I would use that slot bar, I basically use it as a 22 heavy. So I don't want to say I can't recommend it right now. I mean, I'm gonna do a full review, but for right now, on the dent that I was working, it was just in the way. I couldn't knock down a crown. I couldn't do anything. So I ended up switching to the 22 heavy and setting the jig up or the rig up like that. And I was able to get a little more room to beat down that crown. And actually, you saw it in the Toyota video. The unboxing was actually a few months ago, but I was actually using that setup in that Toyota video if you guys watch the channel.
So Joe's asking, so are we going to talk about what I would like to know about the damage made to the inner panels in order to get access? I guess he's talking about the holes when you stick your tool in there and bend the hole up. I actually purchased the Kiko hole straightener. So you take the feet off of the Kiko Robo Lifter. You take unscrew the centerpiece. The other piece slides in. It works awesome right off of the Robo Lifter. So I think it was
I
$80,
inner
seven, eight
panel.
dollars.
So I think he's talking about when you drill holes or go through the holes, I guess. We don't damage the holes. So now that's, we just use a
I thought
different
he'd be
access
talking
point.
about the like the holes in the hood, or you know, you get them in the hood, you
Yeah,
can bend a little bit. But
I think he's
Kiko
talking
makes
about the
that hole
hose and
straightener.
there you go. Right. So sometimes if I have to and I know I'm going to be leveraging off that, I'll put a little tape so that the paint is preserved. And then again, the straightener that will straighten it back out. So I hope that answers your question.
And it looks like Shabazz asks, what do you do if you've been knocking on a thin high crown for 30 minutes and it looks like nothing's moving? Keep moving your direction 360 degrees. You're missing something.
Yeah, you're missing something that's on. Or if it's aluminum panel, if it's a thin high crown. Yeah.
Keep moving your board, moving your head, moving
Yeah.
your board.
Yeah. It may be something's keeping it bound up, or maybe you're not hitting it that hard. I don't know.
So I actually had a Nissan Rogue the other day, and it was hit
I
under the
stress
mirror
too.
with two high
Yeah.
crowns and then a dent in the middle. And right under the mirror, probably went from just the right under the top body line to maybe the middle of the door. And the crowns were pretty stout. And I'm trying to move the one side and I couldn't do it. So what I ended up having to do was I pushed on the one side of the crown and I thought that was going to kind of help it release. But I actually had to push on the other side of the crown. I had to push the metal up on both sides to let that crown kind of release and I can go ahead and knock it down. So sometimes you need to push on both sides of it, to kind of let it go ahead and lay flat.
Where can you get that? Is it a Kiko hole straightener?
Kiko, yeah.
Yeah, it's a Kiko hole straightener, I think, right?
Yep. It's an attachment to the robo lifter. So you don't get the whole robo lifter with it, you get just the attachment.
Yeah, here it is right here. I'm about to send you a link. It's 115. Yeah, there it is. Yep.
Yeah, and Constant Motion Films here said use a heavier knockdown. You may not be using a heavy enough knockdown. Maybe you need to use something a little more stout, maybe a steel-based or steel core style knockdown.
Yeah,
with a little more weight, ones, a little more weight to it. That maybe will be able to help you get that down.
Mm-hmm. It looks like Jesse's asking, when looking for a new tech to hire, would you rather someone seasoned or a little more green?
Green.
So you could train them. Green. You know what? Green. It really depends on your situation.
I build a culture business that I stand by. And that's I'm still a tech to this day. And I appreciate anybody that works in my company. And we're like a team. So a lot of seasoned guys may appreciate. And they may be in it. Hey, I've been burned a couple of times. And I don't care what you say. It is what it is. So I'm a man of my word. So a lot of guys that are around me, they know that. So I try to make sure that I won't say the green, but the ones that are less seasoned, they tend to understand where I'm coming from, I think.
Right now, I got a guy as green as they come. I got a guy as green as they come. He loves automotive. He actually has like a little mechanical background. Good kid, and he's watched me a couple of times now, especially last week. He's watched me throughout a full couple of days, and he's like, you just make it look so easy. And I said, well, yeah, when you've been doing it this long, you know. Right now he's just finding his tip, you know, and it's a challenge. Just getting that tool in your hand and using these tools in certain ways and you know, in the manner that we do. And using a light, looking at a light for the first time, trying to see the tip moving throughout the metal. I mean, it's tough. It's a process. So if you have the time to actually go ahead and mold someone into, you know, a good tech, I would prefer a little more green. And that's kind of the route that I'm going.
Great question, Jesse. Great question. I like that question. Any other question?
Make sure you guys hit that thumbs up for us.
Yeah, please.
You know, it definitely helps us out. And if you guys get questions during the week, give us an email, give us a Facebook message or you know, whatever. We'll answer them as fast as we can. I think there's a Shabazz on here that I was talking to a couple times. I actually talked to him yesterday about some glue pulling stuff. So we're here for your questions. You know, I wish I had this when I was a tech trying to move up in this industry. It's
Ryan, you've been pushing longer than I have. So I hear about the days that these guys were intense where you couldn't see any.
That was a little before my time. I remember being, we really didn't let people watch us. You know, it wasn't. I do remember hearing stories of guys with pop-up tents and the zip curtains and hiding. And when I was doing work in CarMax for years, there was a guy that came in there called the Bumper Man. Mm-hmm. And I still today have no clue how he would fix the chrome bumpers.
Wow.
We got them too. We have them here.
And he would never, he would put up a tent. He would unbolt the bumper. He would bring it in there and he would fix them. Take them out, hang them up on the truck. And I'm like, how is this dude doing this? So, you know, it was a little, the whole hiding, it was a little before my time, but it wasn't as open as it is now. You know, I think social media and YouTube and all that stuff's changed it. You know, I mean, everybody's a dent guy anymore. So,
yeah, you
know, it's definitely changed.
So, can you recommend a knockdown? Oh, I'm sorry, Ryan. I thought you. Can you guys recommend a knockdown hammer? Which is your favorite knockdown hammer?
I got the Snap-on flathead with the pick on the backside, and I'm really enjoying the Kyle Violet paddle. You know, it works really well. I can't even explain it. My buddy Dave Johnson gave it to me as a gift. It's awesome. It's an awesome, keeps the sound down. It's the right density. You don't feel like you're really beating on it. I mean, it's really heavy crowns. I go back to the metal hammer, but
I use the
Snap-on hammer has the weight.
Classic aluminum dent craft hammer that you can get from your kit. That's what I use every day. I like you throw the tip on the other end, you know, if you need to use it real quick. Nothing fancy.
I do use those on roofs. The really long set. They make that set that's three different lengths, and you can beat on the one top to use the knockdown if you can't reach with a knockdown. It works really, really well too. So it's like a three-piece set from Dentcraft or four-piece set from Dentcraft that's the different lengths. How about you, Chris?
You know, most of the time I'm actually using a blending hammer, my custom jeweler's hammer that I like to use. But if I have to use something, it's the little paddles that I think PDR Finesse came out with. I'm a little cheap, so I just put a little piece of leather on the back. They're like $20. Put a little leather on the back of it, and I actually like the leather. I saw it with the Dentom hammers, or I don't know who had it first, but the leather gives it weight, and it when you knock down, it reacts differently. The knockdown actually, I think, I don't know, it's just, it's different. It actually has more kick, I guess. I don't know. It's weird because when I twist it around, I get that snap and it kind of bounces up. But then when I switch to the leather side, it kind of pushes through. So I really like that. I mean, that's a good $20 cheap hammer.
You bought them at MT, didn't you?
I bought it at MT. I think they were $20, $25 from PDR Finesse. I don't even know if it was a one-time thing. This is the first time me seeing them. But Dentom, I think Dentom sells it. And there's another guy selling some exotic woods.
Kyle. Which, Kyle.
That's it.
Kyle.
Yeah. Okay. Kyle Violet.
He's a Dent Wiz guy.
They okay.
The Dent Wizard.
Yeah. You have one. I think you showed it in the last, in the last show. So I actually like those paddles. So anything,
you know what? I like the, if you're at somebody's house and you're just beating on this car and it's loud, you know, the customer's kind of looking around, the paddle really silences a little bit. So it's nice.
So
I got a funny story. Ahead. So whenever you get through your stuff. So quick piece.
Go ahead. My bad. No, I just want to make sure you answer C. Miller's question before it goes through. Okay. With the account.
Yeah. I don't know which account. It's either the Nissan or the, there was a couple things I talked about last week.
Oh, what was it?
I don't remember.
Ah, man.
With the new manager?
Yeah, I think that's what you're talking about.
Easy peasy. I mean, he just, I think I cut it off at its neck, and he just is like, I'm letting this dude do his thing.
Bro. I'll mess with the paint guy.
Yeah. the funny thing is, I'm friends with the alloy wheel repair guys, and they're like, what do you think of him? I was like, don't get me started. They're like, me too. So it wasn't just me that he was the same way, you know. So I got a good funny story for you guys. I'm working on a 2018 Honda Odyssey crushed fender, high strength steel, big nasty crown all through the body line, beating on this thing. I mean, I am hammering this thing. And I'm like, all right, let me see how the access is through the hood, you know, through the hood opening. I open up the hood, and there is a family of squirrels running around the top of this thing. It absolutely scared the crap out of me. You know, I'm like, what is going on? So it had a nest inside this lady's fender. So I get done with the repair. It looks really, really good. She comes and picks it up, and I said, well, you know, here's the repair. She's really happy. And I said, we've got one problem. And she's like, what's that? And I said, you have a family of squirrels living in your fender. She's like, well, you didn't get them out? I was like, no, I'm not reaching in here to get these out. You know, there's like three or four baby squirrels literally living in this fender. But just the things you run into, you know, while you're working on cars.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So crazy.
Yeah. Let me just make sure we answered all these questions.
Let's see. Joe's asking, okay, guys, here's a topic. Take the fear out of going into business.
We can talk about that now. I mean, I think it needs to be fair. I know people that open their doors and have just waiting. They're like, I don't know why people are not coming in the building. And I'm like, do you do any advertising? No. I'm confused. So, yeah, those people need some fear. Because that's crazy.
It's all in what you put into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, again, they're take there. They're mopping the floor. They're standing outside. Waiting for you to come in. They're putting in there at 10 hours and they ain't doing no advertising. They don't have the slightest idea. And it's like, I think the plan wasn't thought out.
Yeah.
So, you know, the only thing I can say is, you know, if you plan it, I've seen businesses come up with just a plan and be very, very successful with little to no money. So it's just, they just had the right plan. So that's definitely the advice I can give you, is get the plan. And once you think you have a good plan, then there's no fear, because it's people are doing it daily, it seems like, right now. Now, for PDR business, what you think?
As in what?
Well, let's do it both ways. If you're new tech and you had your own company, new brand new tech, maybe been trying to push for 6 months. What do you think some of the things that they need to be working on?
Networking is huge.
Their social media.
Yeah.
Leveraging social media.
Branding.
Being on branding. Facebook. Mm-hmm. Being active on Facebook. Being active on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's where I would be.
Yeah. And this stuff is free. So now I give this example for last week. I say, you know, before you had to go to the big movie Paramount or whatever to get your big deal. You had to go to Hollywood. You had to go. You had to talk to whoever the recording artist, you know, Sony Records, to actually get your big deal. And now there are YouTubers that, you know, don't even need to sign deals and they're making money. So
yeah, Casey Neistat's making $1 million off of YouTube. You know what I mean? I mean, $800,000 or something he made.
Well, crazy. See, you know, in order to be popular and to have an influence, you had to buy it. You had to pay someone to say, hey, I'm that guy. You know, I always say, I used this in the rap back in the day or whatever it is, R&B. And so I said, P. Diddy put a lot of people on the map. But how many people did he not put on the map that could have been successful? If he just said, hey, here go some money. I'm going to put you in my song. Let's see what happens. He said that to every person. I think he'll have three times, four times as many people out here. But right now, we're in a time that you can be noticed with little to no money, just hard work. That's it. It's never before in life.
It's the mental grind. You know what I mean? It's behind the scenes. Like I said, a big thing in this business is the networking.
Yes,
you need to network with shops. And I think you go to like some associations for body shops down in your area, don't you, Chris?
I do.
Huge networking thing. You know, that's the reason I'm successful, is my networking group of people. It's huge, so it's really helped me out in growing.
You know, with a company called Wheels on Site, have you heard?
Yep. Yeah, we've got them in my area.
Okay, so when I first went to that body shop meeting, I didn't know, you know, there's a bunch of paint guys there. And I look over and there's a bunch of Wheels on Site shirts. And they sponsor the whole thing. They pay for the whole lunch. And I said, I'm thinking, you got 50 body shop owners here and Wheels on Site pay for all of their meals. I'm pretty sure Wheels on Site does all of their wheel repairs. So I knew that day that I was in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
And so going back, I thought, and I said, what person could I look at and say, what is he doing? I mean, and Wheels on Site, from what I hear, they're at like I think like 60 trucks. They just bought another company, I think, down like North Carolina and stuff like that. So they are growing fast.
I'll tell you who else is getting really big is Alloy Wheel Repair.
Well, that's a franchise. So
they were individually franchised and then they were bought back.
Okay.
So there's a couple little franchises around, but most of them are back with a big corporate company.
Okay.
So I'll tell you, they're putting a ton of money into the business. So
yeah,
you know.
Well, it is what it is, but you know, you have the opportunity in 2018 and probably had it 2 or 3 years prior to make a name for yourself if you have the time and you're willing to pull in the work. So I think if you're ready to start a business, you know, you have more opportunity than my parents had, because it was newspaper and really cold calling. You know, hopefully they were home, no one had cell phones, and you didn't have no pager numbers. So I think the opportunity is definitely here, and it's free information with YouTube. You know, so what are some of the things, Dave? I know we jump back and forth with some of the videos that we listen to. What is it? Valuetainment. I really like his YouTube show. So you want to recommend one, Dave?
I'm a big Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's an entrepreneur. If you guys don't follow him, I would definitely, you know, start to look some of his stuff up. Yeah, 2018, I think just if you're a new tech and you're trying to advertise, even an older tech, if you're your own company, you're not leveraging social, I think you need to.
Yeah. And Benny says he never advertised.
I never did either. I just started like what, four or 5 months ago. I've never advertised. I never have paid for advertising. I mean, I give away 1,500 in t-shirts, but it isn't actual advertising. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Nice. So Shabazz said, I did a dent behind a brace and I had to use a whale tail. The metal was not moving and all I got was little points in the low spot. So is there any reason for why this is happening?
I told him to wrap up the tool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's in a whale tail, so let's say the area is very tight. What kind of car is it?
It could have been the glue on either side of that. You know how the glue, there's like a spot of glue, then opening the spot of glue, and it could have been dented, and the glue was holding it. You know, try to get down there and kind of bust some of that glue open would probably help with getting that dent free, but tape would help.
And if you guys send us a picture, because I think there's so many different, like you said, it could be just the glue holding it in, and that's going to be a different approach than an actual, you know, a dent, I guess, from like a door ding that's in the brace. And then each car, I know some of the, well, I know on the hoods, like the Minis or the BMWs, their glue is a lot stronger than like a Corolla.
Like cement.
So like yeah, cement. It's crazy. The VW.
Audi glue.
Audi, oh yeah, and the deck lids are just like almost 80% of it braced up, especially on on those Jettas or Passats or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, if it's not
movable, you know, on a car like that, I would try to wrap. I'd be wrapping Testa tape around the wheel too.
Yeah, no, I've done it before.
Even
I would.
A thin layer or two is gonna soften that push.
Yeah. I mean, and also he's not really seeing. He's not really seeing too, because you wouldn't get that problem where you're making poke marks. You'll get right there where it's not moving. So, I think that's going to come with experience. Yeah, you're right, Chris. It's very strong in quarter panels. Any other questions? Because we're about to wrap this up. If you guys have any questions, please leave them in the chat. So we're gonna wrap
this
up.
Hit that thumbs up, guys.
Yeah, please. Couldn't find. All right. Let's wait like 2-3 minutes. Anybody get their last questions in? You guys, Joe gave a suggestion, and we'll talk more about the business aspect, Joe. That was just a little snippet. If you guys have any suggestions on topics You can even leave it in a chat, give us an email, anything, because we're definitely looking at topics that you guys want to talk about or want to know.
So Richard's asking, have you ever tried the whale tail tape? I guess that's the, what's the name of that tape that they sell? I've never used it. I've always used special tape.
I look like Gus.
Yeah, I just looked it up.
I'm about to look it up. You're laughing, so it must be right.
That's pretty funny.
I'm about to look it up.
That's pretty funny.
Oh man, that's messed up. What was it from? What was the place?
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad? Okay.
Yeah, the show Breaking Bad.
Let's see.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, come on, man. This must be the wrong guys because I'm not seeing the resemblance.
No, it's that guys.
Come on, man.
That's pretty funny.
I don't even look like him. Do I look like him?
That's come funny. On.
Any more questions so we can wrap this up now, Matt? Say that.
I think that's it. And, you know, yeah, and is. I think topics, if you guys could do, you know, put it in the chat, email us. If you guys are pushing this week, you know, if anything comes up, write it in your notes, and you know, don't forget to give us a question on that next Monday, following Monday.
And also, we have a Facebook page here, group that we started, and we're trying to get more traction on that so we can help you guys throughout the week. So let me actually put that link in the chat right now. Here, there we go. Come on.
Just put it in the description after the show. It'll be
yeah. I gotta figure out how to get that link here.
Yeah, if you guys have any questions, just give us a holler or go on the Facebook page and drop.
Go to our Instagrams. Go to our YouTube channels. Go to our Facebook pages. Just, you know, if you have any questions, I'm always on my phone, so you can pretty much read. The best place to reach me is probably going to be Instagram. You know, just DM me if you have any questions. I know a couple guys, I think, from the show have, and I love it. So if you guys ever have any questions about anything, tools, tips, tricks, can't get something, need access, leverage, you don't know what tool to use, what do you think would be best? I know you can contact me at any time, and I'd be more than willing to help. So,
same thing here.
It's Windy City Dent Repair, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. If you subscribe to Dentless Touch, we appreciate it. If you slide on over to Windy City Dent Repair, you know, go ahead and hit the subscribe button there too. The videos are a little bit different. But yeah, Windy City Dent Repair at everything.
RPS Dent Repair, LinkedIn. No YouTube. Still no YouTube.
Everything we'll get you else. There. We'll get you there.
Yeah, definitely.
We're still looking for a tech or a helper in Maryland. So if you guys are, if anybody's interested in relocating or knows somebody that is looking for a job, that there's definitely plenty of room for growth. RPS Dent Repair at Gmail. And that's it. Thanks for coming on, guys. Okay, Chris.
Yep, Chris Dentless Touch, Washington, D.C. area, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and I'm starting to do the Instagram story, so check out those stories, the different content. Check it out.
Your link's not working. All right,
guys. Yeah, it'll be in the description below, guys. It's just PDR Workshop, so you should be able to find us, and you just got to ask for approval. So, thanks, guys, for watching. We'll see you next time, again, next Monday. 7 p.m. Thanks, you guys.